Hello and welcome to this podcast about the December 2018 ISB meeting on insurance contract. My name is Roberta Ravelli and I am a member of the ISB technical staff. With me today, Darrell Scott, a member of the board and one of the lead board advisors on the insurance contract project. At the December meeting, the board discussed possible amendments to IFRS 17 to respond to the concern and implementation challenges raised by stakeholders. Following the two topics about the effective dates considered in November, the board discussed additional 13 topics. Darrell, what can you tell us about how we got here?
Thanks, Roberta. So the ISB board and staff have engaged in a fairly extensive process of outreach since the issuance of IFRS 17. And that led us to the October 2018 paper, which summarized from a staff perspective the implementation challenges and concerns that we had heard through that discussion. That paper identified 25 topics that the staff believed the board should consider further. And also asked the board to decide on the criteria by which we would make these decisions as we went through the process. As you mentioned earlier, the first meeting then that followed that October discussion was the meeting in November that talked about effective date, and at that meeting we decided to postpone the effective date of IFRS 17 to 2022, and also to postpone the effective date of IFRS 9 for those qualifying insurers to 2022 as well. The topics that the staff are bringing to us in December and going forward are brought in no particular order. There's no relevance to the order other than that they're brought to the board as the topics are considered and completed by the staff. So there is no particular rhyme or order to those topics actually being brought. I think it was mentioned in the board meeting itself, and I think it's been mentioned subsequently by various people, that this was a very good set of papers. They were able to summarize, I think, some very complex issues into ways that were easy to understand. I think there was a lot of work behind the scenes by the staff considering all that we had heard through the process. I think it's also worth mentioning that we received quite a lot of correspondence after the issuance of the papers, so once the papers went into the public domain, and we've had an opportunity as the board and as the staff to review most of that correspondence. We're saying some was received on the day of the meeting, and so perhaps we didn't get to all of it before the meeting. And although we found it very useful as a scene setter, as an ability to establish and think about the circumstances and provide us with more examples, there was very little in that correspondence that we received that was not already received in prior correspondence and therefore considered by the staff in going into the process.
Okay, and what about the December meeting itself?
So as you mentioned, 13 topics were identified in the 13 of the topics from the October paper were covered in the papers presented by the staff to us this month. In the overall, just as an overall snapshot, the board decided to postpone one of the issues for consideration at a later meeting. The board agreed with the staff recommendation to amend make an amendment to IFRS 17 based on one of the topics, and the board agreed with the staff recommendation not to make amendments for the other topics that were presented. To talk a little bit more on the postponed topic, the one that we decided to talk about a little bit later, the background to this was it was a question as to whether or not a entity applying IFRS 17 for the first time, so on transition, would be allowed to retrospectively apply its risk mitigation strategy. And as the staff noted in the paper, this would require the use of hindsight. Because this is an option, an entity could essentially choose what risk mitigation strategies to apply at that point in time and then apply that backwards. And from an overall ISB perspective on transition, it's the one area where we've always had a concern because hindsight tends to corrupt the value of the information that's available to users of the financial statements. I think the board noted the hindsight issue and agreed with the staff view that hindsight is something we need to be very cautious of applying. But in the discussion that the board had, it was agreed that it would actually be better to consider this particular topic as part of the overall transition package so that people could understand all the different, so the board members could understand all the different moving parts within transition itself. So the chairman asked staff to bring the issue back when we discussed transition at a later point, and the board was not asked to vote on this particular topic. On the issue that we chose to amend, this topic related specifically to the gross up of balances on the balance sheet. 17 requires groups in an asset position, groups of contracts in an asset position, to be presented separately from groups of contracts that are in a liability position. The papers noted that we have heard through the process that this will involve considerable operational complexity, and that some of the outreach that we've done with users have indicated that although this is beneficial, it's of limited benefit. So the board noted that we accepted that there was a limited loss of information, and we accepted that there was a significant cost. I think in the discussion we also noted that making this change would not affect in any way measurement criteria within the standard, and it would also have no impact on the presentation and the income statement. And I think that was an important part of the discussion, because as many board members noted, the income statement presentation is something that the users have found particularly useful and that they didn't want to see changed. So in the end, the board agreed that you could, with the staff recommendation, that entities applying IFRS 17 would be allowed, still required to do the gross up between asset and liability, but it wouldn't be at a group level, it would rather be at a portfolio level.
David, which are then the next steps following this meeting?
So I think we've, in the last two meetings, covered quite a significant number of issues. In total, 15 of the issues that were identified in the October meeting. I know that's led some to believe that this might mean that we'll be finishing very quickly. I think it's worth noting that some of the topics that have not yet come to the board have not yet come to the board because they are the slightly more difficult topics. And or they are the topics where the staff indicated in October that they would like to explore whether solutions exist. And so it may take a little bit longer. Nonetheless, I think our objective is to finish this process as quickly as possible, to give certainty to those implementing the standard as soon as we can. And so we would expect this process to extend into the early part of 2019, but to be over very quickly within that early part of 2019. It's, of course, always worth reminding people who are following the IFRS practices that both the decision in November about the effective date and the decisions we make made in December and the future decisions that we make in the early part of next year are all subject to our normal due process requirements. So the next step in this process will be an exposure draft.
Okay. Thank you very much, Darrell, for the summary of the insurance contract discussion and the December 2018 meeting.
Thanks, Roberta. And I think just for anybody who's listening and specifically listening to this podcast before the holidays, have a happy holiday.
Bye-bye for now.